hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be good.
All right. Welcome to this evening's edition of Issues of Life. Actually, this is the last edition for 2022. And this is the 45th edition. Yeah, this year I've done 44. So this is 45, 45th edition for the year. But it happens to be the last because, I'll be on leave, out of town. So this is the last for the year. We thank God for His goodness throughout the year and how far He's brought us. Indeed, His goodness is all that we can talk about. The year has been really, really loaded. Lots of things. For the news, it's always a struggle these days when I'm working on what to pick, what to leave out. It's just a headache because a lot is happening in our time. A lot is happening. You know, this week, Accra has had a few tremors, two separate days. Yesterday it happened again, and then I think before that was 4 days earlier. So, shaking, you know, people were complaining. And some of my relatives stay around that area in Accra, so I mean, they were telling how the shaking happened, the tremors actually happened. And I just pray, we really, really have to pray as a nation that it doesn't go beyond the tremors, you know, because to have tremors within a few days is no good. But, well, let's just keep praying because our nation is not in the position to have any major disasters around us, you know. Okay, so continue with the news. We have the Red Cross, the head of the Red Cross, giving a chilling warning that she fears enormous suffering will occur in 2023. You know, as believers, we just have our hope in the Lord, the same God who has seen us through this year thus far. It's the same God we are believing in and we are going to trust in to see us through in the new year, in the next year. It doesn't matter what the experts say. It doesn't matter what the analysts say. It doesn't matter what is coming and what will come. God will still be God. And that is the hope and that is our inspiration. So, yes, the world is not going to get any better. For that one, it's biblical. I mean, the Bible says it as it is. Iniquity shall abound, the love of many will grow cold, you'll be persecuted, there will be famines, there will be wars, there will be pestilences. All these are in the Bible. There will be earthquakes and in diverse places. So, well, when it happens, we just know that the God who has said these things will happen is capable of seeing us through when these things does happen. And that is our hope. And I believe that should be your hope as well, because indeed, it's more to do like 2022 is really like a foreshadow of 2023. I mean, all the economic indicators and all that's there, you know, if you look at it critically, aside that the prophecies and all the true prophecies, not, I don't mean the fake ones, but the true ones and all points such a picture, point to such a picture, and the call on the believers to put their trust in God the more. And that's it. So when the Red Cross is giving such signals, it's not surprising, because let me just go through excerpts of it. as the world is trending at the moment, we don't see any easing of the humanitarian pressures. There will be immense potentially, she said. And goes on, this is Mejana Spodjarek, who took over the ICRC in October. And she was talking at the Geneva press conference. So she talks of the possibility that we will see very high levels of hunger in many parts of the world and insecurity in general. Well, she's being factual based on the information available and the statistics. And that's exactly what it points to. Not only will prices be high for food, it will simply not be available in the same amounts due to the lack of fertilizers and due to, again, the impact of climate change. She cited some countries and on and on. The UN is budgeting 2.8 billion euros. That's the Red Cross. It's budgeting 2.8 billion euros for next year in terms of to help support some of these things that will be coming up. Okay. And this year we've seen wars and rumors of wars in dramatic fashion, with Russia taking Ukraine, doing all that has happened, the embarrassing, you know, losses they've suffered, pulling out and all that. But the war is not over because Russia is still striking. Now Ukraine is in the winter, deep cold winter, without lights, energy. Russia keeps destroying their power grid, power systems. So the attacks are still ongoing. The war is not over. But then this week, Putin talks nuclear again. But not only talking about it, but there have been some movements. So this headline says, Putin readies nukes or nuclear or nukes, 12 times more powerful than Hiroshima to strike the West. Vladimir Putin has renewed his nuke threat again against the West by appearing to ready a nuclear missile for launch. Footage shows a huge Russian Yaz rocket able to hit the UK and the US being loaded into a silo at a base near Moscow. The Intercontinental Ballistic Missile, ICBM, has a 7,500-mile range, and when nuclear-armed, is reportedly 12 times more destructive than the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. It was seen in Russian propaganda being installed in the launch pad using a special transport and loading unit. But there is no indication of any order for an imminent launch. Putin was seen in late October overseeing the launch of similar Yaz nuclear missile on a mock attack on the West amid high tensions in the war with Ukraine. In the drills, Russia reportedly practiced its response to a Western nuclear attack and was aimed at targeting the UK and US. Fears are being raised that the 70-year-old tyrant could detonate a nuclear bomb as his forces face mounting losses in the disastrous Ukraine war. Okay, and there's one thing this year, if really, really, really we assess the news, I mean, not only what I've said here, but what's in the news in general, it just seems like the world is going off in terms of mentally, let me put it that way, by the way the world is behaving. Something is just not right. As if people have been hypnotized, as if people cannot think again, and, you know, one headline is this. Cambridge Dictionary's definition for man and woman now include trans people. So now dictionaries are being amended, edited, corrected. You know, and Merriam-Webster, they did it earlier, and now Cambridge, they've also done it. You know, there's something happening in the world with this whole trans movement thing. It's like everything should be about them. And it's just today's news, a whole lot of stories about them. It's like you pass here, they are there, you pass there, they are there. And Let me just get into a few excerpts. We have Cambridge Dictionary recently updated its entries for man and woman to include transgender people. But the transgender, that's also a word. Should they should take their word like that? The latest dictionary to broaden its lexicon to reflect evolving language around gender. A spokesperson for the Cambridge Dictionary told CNN that the updates went into effect in October, but the move seemed to go largely unnoticed until this week, when the dictionary's expanded definition of woman garnered backlash from conservative commentators on social media and was subsequently covered by right-leaning media outlets. While the Cambridge Dictionary's primary definition for woman remains an adult female human being, a second definition refers to, quote, an adult who lives and identifies as a female, though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth, unquote. Similarly, the British reference guide defines man as an adult male human being, and also, quote, an adult who lives and identifies as male, though they... I can't even contain this. So, I mean, sometimes you just don't know what's wrong with human beings. Though they may have been said to have a different sex at birth, unquote. Example sentences provided by the dictionary include, quote, Mary is a woman who was assigned male at birth, unquote. Oh, this generation, no. There is something very, very wrong with this generation. And then the other example is, their doctor encouraged them to live as a man for a while before undergoing surgical transition. Hey, bro, from the crowd, now they've turned it upside down, because if you have people who can, a man, that don't call me they and they, them. Pronouns have been changed into plurals for single people, singular. It's like the whole world is just going off. And it doesn't make sense in so many ways if you look at some of the things happening. In Norway, this week, this news, Norwegian filmmaker faces up to 3 years in prison for saying men cannot be lesbians. It's just not a fact. A woman in Norway is facing up to 3 years in prison on criminal hate speech. Charges after saying that a man cannot become a lesbian. I mean, we all know who they are. They are women. So if someone says a man cannot be, but now in the new world we are in, it doesn't apply that way. A man can be anything, and a woman can be anything. So you don't have to say they cannot be. Yes, it cannot be. Now, since you have people who say they are dogs, people who say they are whatever. I mean, I saw one woman who, a man, two separate instances, a man, grown-up man, who says he feels like he's a dog. So he walks on all four, like in the knees and then the hands on the floor, like a child crawling and behaving like a dog, barking like a dog. I mean, you look at such things and you just marvel at what has come on humanity. What happened? That people have just decided to be depraved in their behavior. You see, and that's exactly what, I mean, the way Romans chapter 1 describes it, is exactly what we are seeing. It's like they've just decided to go against creation or the creator, the standards that God has set, the rules of behavior and living. No, we don't believe in you, God. We don't even respect you, God. We don't recognize you as God. So leave us to do whatever we want to do. People are mutilating their bodies, all sorts of things. I saw one this week. He has medically filed the teeth. So the teeth look like that of a shark. Sharp pointed triangles. That's how the teeth all look like. and tattooed all the face. And it's like, what is really happening? But that's it. That's the world, the new world. Welcome to the new world. We are going to see worse of this. Underlining facts is that the world is really ready for the Antichrist. Because the way the world is behaving now, that whatever doesn't make sense is so acceptable. It means then when the Antichrist comes, done deal. He won't struggle at all. Because the world has just been prepped for him, ready to receive him. That's the world we are in. So, filmmaker. And so, this woman posted on her Facebook. That's because of time. Let me just quickly look for the actual quotes and then read that one. So, the post on the Facebook page under investigation read, quotes, "It's just as impossible for men to become a lesbian as it is for men to become pregnant. Men are men, regardless of their sexual fetishes," unquote. But now, in some instances, if you say men cannot be pregnant, they say it's a hate speech. some of these things don't really shock me much. But I remember reading one news when a medical school where doctors are being trained and medical students who understand the anatomy and the human biology as it is had issues with their professor who said that men cannot be pregnant. And the students got angry and reported the professor to the school for the professor to be sanctioned. And you just ask yourself, so if people who are studying to do medicine or to be doctors have issues accepting that a man cannot be pregnant, then the world is in trouble. This is the world. This is the world. And it doesn't get any better. No. But the saddest part was what happened at the White House this week, when on Tuesday the president signed the Respect for Marriage Act. I watched excerpts of it, and then it was such a sad thing, I just even stopped it. I couldn't continue watching because you realize, I wonder how God will feel when he sees what is happening in America. Because I saw Pelosi and then Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and when they were talking, you can see the excitement, the joy. It's like when you see someone and like the person is can't hide the joy. The joy is written all around the person's face and his posture and everything. That was what was happening during the White House event. And this bill, which was passed, Congress passed, and then Senate approved, and now it was taken as a bill to the president to sign, to become law, eventually is going to be used against Christians, persecute Christians. So when they finished, during the program, rainbow colors, the White House was lighted up with rainbow colors. Oh, it's worrying. So the White House was glowing the colors of rainbow Tuesday night, hours after President Biden signed the Respect for Marriage Act into law. On Tuesday, Biden hosted a signing ceremony alongside Vice President and the House Speaker and Senate Majority outside the White House, where the President codified legal protections for same-sex and interracial marriage. Interracial marriage has not been an issue. They just want something to add to it to make it, like a package. The main thing is the same-sex thing. Hours after the event, White House shared a photo glowing in rainbow colors, all the colors showing. And then during the ceremony, Biden denounced hate in all its forms and celebrated the new law. "This law and the love it defends strike a blow against hate in all its forms," Biden said during the ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House Tuesday afternoon. "And that's why this law matters to every single American." He added, "Racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they are all connected. but the antidote to hate is love. The signing ceremony comes after lawmakers from both sides worked to legislatively protect marriage after the U.S. Supreme Court decided to overturn Roe and Wade versus Wade. Pelosi and Schumer thanked those in attendance. Pelosi said, "Inside maneuvering only takes us so far," but went on to celebrate the new law and thanked activists for your impatience, your persistence, and your patriotism. Eventually, you see, when this law, now that it's been signed as a law, marriage, same-sex marriage should be accepted in every state in the U.S., it means that now when you are a baker, all the cases we've had previous time, bakers struggling, Christian bakers refusing to do wedding cake, they are being taken to court and all these things. Now it's a done deal. Clearly this law now will make it difficult for you to say no. If you say no, then there's a law, hatred. I mean, clearly the law now stands. You hate them, that's why you will not do their wedding cake for them. See, and these people intentionally would want to target Christians. They've always been doing so. There was one case where this, gay couple drove past over 150 bakeries, of which some provided LGBT services. I mean, that's their core mandate in business. They provide LGBT cakes and all. They drove past all these bakeries and went to a Christian one several miles away to go and order for a cake. And this person says no, and then they take the person to court. You see, so it's like intentionally targeting Christians. And this law is going to open up many of such cases. Many of such things are just going to happen. And it's going to be real rough time for Christian businesses who like into event organizing, printing of cards, cake, all those photography. Problem for them. May God help them. All right. So, there was this other case. Let me just summarize it. Girls, athletics, these girls didn't do well in their race because you had transgender boys who say they are girls taking over and doing well, breaking the records. Then they took it to court, and the judges say, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with it." So you just wonder. So if now even the judges cannot see the wisdom in what these little girls see, then the society is in trouble. The reason why it's a bigger problem for all of us when we look at these things is America is not just America as it is. They export things due to their influence in the world. They influence the world greatly. This week, the U.S. ambassador also, it came up that our parliament is about to review, consider the marriage bill, the LGBT, anti-LGBT bill. And the U.S. ambassador was, making noise about it. And, they want to protect gay children in Ghana. So we don't have gay children in Ghana, unlike you in the U.S. We don't have gay children in Ghana. Over there, you people are just having it. Yes, 3, 4, 5 years old say they are gay. They are LGBT, they are transgender, they are this. We don't have them in here in Ghana. So which children are you protecting by saying that it's not good for us, it will affect businesses? Investors will pull out of the country when they realize that their workers are not safe and all sorts of things. And I like Sam George, at least that one there. I mean, he really gives it to them. He really confronts them when they make noises about this bill. And he said, "Well, we used to go and legalize polygamy in the U.S. and then before you come and talk about our own here." But that's the world. America will always want to try and exert their control with their money and their influence. So when they are passing some of these bills there and things are normalized there like this, the fear is eventually it's now being standardized and they would want to export it to other countries. And when, sometimes the poor have no option. sometimes the poor. So, well, when you need their help, then okay, conditionalities, do this and this and this and that, and then we can help you. And sometimes that's where the problem comes. So that's the worry when these things keep spreading in their society and it's becoming acceptable and normalized. The worry then is, how soon will these things go beyond their borders and their boundaries to other places of influence? You know? But this one is, this next news is a bit very unsettling for me, because VeggieTales, I believe some of the Christian parents listening, VeggieTales is a Christian cartoon where vegetables, you know, about Bible stories and all that. VeggieTales creator Phil Vischer criticizes conservative network for not allowing or for not featuring LGBTQ characters in films. And this person was the same person doing Christian cartoons for children, Christian children. Now, criticizing another network for not allowing LGBT content on their station. So, that means the future for VeggieTales is really questionable, because VeggieTales co-creator Phil Vischer spent nearly 30 minutes on episode 537 of the Holy Post discussing Candace Cameron Bure's move to the new Great American Family Network, GAF. Then Bill, a professing Christian, was one of the biggest stars on the Hallmark Channel, featured in over two dozen movies. She left Hallmark on account of their shift to feature same-sex couples and love stories, writing that she wanted to promote the faith programming and good family entertainment. Perfect. And I think that Great American Family will keep traditional marriage at the core. That's how it should be. After taking a swipe at folks who don't want to see movies with LGBTQ characters in them as people whose comfort food is Cracker Barrel and they just want a Christmas movie that feels like it was made in the 1950s and then goes on to make fun of it. So they see it as, he sees it as just an overreaction, that this new Christian programming is going to exclude LGBT characters out of it because they are also part of the society, so they should have them on their network. But it's very worrying and very serious. You know, this week, just yesterday, in the night, I was reading one British network news, and I saw one news item. This lady, she's an actress in the U.S., like, not only U.S., but, like, actress. And then, I think something, Rebel Wilson or something, yeah. She was a normal person, like, single or married when she was acting. And then, in the interview, she said that now she's married to a woman. Woman married to a woman, and recently gave birth after doing surrogates, you know, all those pregnancy stuff. And then, so she has a baby, and she, I don't know whether she is the male, quote unquote, male in the relationship or the female. Okay, she's the female because she gave birth. So that's it. And she said she was a normal person till she acted the movie and in it kissed a female. And that was what triggered her interest in eventually accepting a same-sex relationship and then eventually what has happened now. But when I was reflecting about it, then I realized that this person was not like that. But she just acted one movie and now she has become like that. By principle, and we are talking of spiritual things here now. By principle and by spiritual principle, you can also conclude that those who also watch that thing, that same act that she acted and became one, those who watch it can equally be influenced to also get into that lifestyle. You see, so I'm saying this because of this the last news item I spoke about, where this artist Christian programming, and they don't want to have anything to do with this LGBT content on their station. And you have another Christian, supposed Christian animator, creator, producer, having issues with it. There's nothing wrong. They are part of the system. So let them show their things on your channel as well. But you see, this is the danger. It's not as simple as, oh, it doesn't matter. They are also expressing their love for themselves. Just a few seconds or minutes glimpse of it can equally expose one spiritually to these things. And we know it's a demonic issue in the first place. Bottom line, I mean, no doubt about it. People have watched things and they've become addicted to it. They've seen things in movies and they've gotten addicted, and they've struggled and are still struggling to come out of things. So it's not, it doesn't look like, oh, it doesn't matter, it's a simple issue, anything goes. We have to be careful what we watch. Indeed, we have to be very, very careful what we watch. And I believe that should be our guide. But the final news item itself, and then I'll just do a last one, which is top 10 Bible prophecy stories in 2022. But the normal news, let me just finish this one. It's very sad when I read it, because she's been one of my, I've listened to her songs for many years. I mean, whilst I got introduced into Christian music, all these years, secondary school art, or now I know this woman, Christian artist. I just like the way the headline is, quote and unquote, Christian artist, immigrant to host same-sex wedding. So not her, but she's hosting it. So it's a famed Christian music artist immigrant shocked many when she announced she is hosting a same-sex wedding. The singer, songwriter, and wife of Vince Gill made the controversial announcement to the Washington Post. In recent years, she has voiced support for LGBT community, where she has had a large fan base for decades. Now she talks about her and Gail's plans to host her niece's wedding at their farm, which is her family's first bride and bride nuptials. Grant recalls her reaction when she learned her niece had come out. You know, that term they say, coming out of the closet, you know, to declare their sexuality, whatever thing. What a gift to our whole family, to just widen the experience of our whole family. Can you imagine this? Let me repeat. Grant recalls her reaction when she learned her niece had come out. Then she quotes, "What a gift to our whole family, to just widen the experience of our whole family." Is this an experience, good experience, you would want the family to really cherish? Come on. Then quote, "Honestly, from a faith perspective," or the faith cracker, "I do always say, Jesus, you just narrowed it down to two things, love God and love each other," unquote, Grant told the outlet. "I mean, hey, that's pretty simple." Oh, really? It's not that simple. No. You are trying to make it simple, but it's not that simple. But this is, the world is just bowing. Christianity is beginning to bow to the pressure from the trans world, and it's becoming acceptable. Oh, let's just accept there's nothing wrong. So like the LGBT movement, it's a choice. Let's just accept. And that is the danger we are finding the world facing, because I remember a few years ago, one man of God said something that he believes that real end time persecution is going to revolve around this thing, this LGBT thing. And from the way things are going, I'll not be surprised, especially like in the Western societies, like the US and all, with laws that was, I mean, that was signed this week in the US and all. Clearly, that's the beginning of persecution for Christians in levels which will force many to compromise. Because, well, I mean, if I go and say it, then, well, let me just accept. So the pressure will come, will be so hard on the believers that you'll be forced to compromise. You cannot stand that. This is marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, well, anything goes. Well, it's their choice. So the church will start compromising. Thank God for Africa and our values that we are still holding on to it. But the question is, for how long can we hold on to our strong cultural and religious values here? How long? How long before the pressure comes from the UN, the pressure comes from the Western donors, and we'll be saddled in economic mess that we'll need help to survive? How long before Africa gives in to these pressures from the West? How long? You see, so you can see where the world is headed. And it doesn't get better. It's like it gets worse by the years. Every year, it gets worse. They become more vocal every year. They gain more grounds, and the demons spread more. So every year, they are becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. And we're also seeing worrying statistics regarding Christianity. Statistics that show that Christianity is waning in countries like UK, US, across Europe. We don't have these statistics or surveys being done here in Ghana. But I can comfortably say that if we are to do some of those scientific surveys, we will not have numbers much varying from the what we hear or read from the US and the West in Europe and all, because virtually it's the same type of demons that are manipulating the world now. So the fall, the lukewarmness, the body of the church going cold, it's across board. It's across board. And God help us to stand, to really, really stand. But see, my appeal to parents listening to this, I've been saying it, we've done digital parenting and all the talk and talk and talk. I've been saying the news, Disney Channel, this and that and that. I it's my prayer that parents would understand the seriousness of this, because a little exposure to it sows a seed that may be harmful to your family in the times ahead. So it's best to avoid, and don't let the children get exposed to this contamination through the cartoons and the movies, the shorts, movies, the clips, all around, I mean, social media, the clips on these TikToks and all these things. Now countries are considering banning TikTok because of the harm it's causing in their societies. You know, and people don't know that the TikTok that we watch here in the US and in other countries, the TikTok we are exposed to, which is causing harm in terms of the values it's promoting and all, is not the same that China is allowing the citizens to watch. They are protecting their citizens and they are protecting their culture. But to the rest of the world, you can watch the junk, you can watch all the bad things, promote all the bad things, and destroy yourselves. But they will not destroy their society. They protect themselves. So they block, or they don't allow. Is this all? The TikTok seen in China is not the same TikTok that we will see in Ghana, in the US, and in other places. Yes, that's the world we live in. If you care about your citizens, you protect them. And that's what the Chinese are doing. So though it's a Chinese app, TikTok, but they are not allowing the evil contents to influence their culture and destroy them. But it's sad. Children, parents are allowing their young children having TikTok accounts and all. You see, we have to be careful, though. These technological advancements, it looks good, it looks nice, oh, the trend, everybody is doing. But the side effects and the after effects of a lot of these things, especially to the younger generation who have not developed the ability to really stand and make the right choices, it becomes a difficulty. And I believe parents should be really alert about it. Anyway, let me just quickly go through the... I saw that one news headline put this, and I like the way they summarized it. Top 10 Bible prophecy stories of 2022. So let me just quickly run through. Number one, the rise of the World Economic Forum, the cabal, the rise of the WEF cabal, and their rush to global government. You know, because of time, I can't go into all the details, but in summary, 10 years ago, had you heard of Klaus Schwab? How about Yuval Noah Harari? Were you tracking them even 5 years ago? Of course not. Today, many are aware of this crowd and their one world intentions. A lot of our leaders understand this is the true shadow government. Revelation 13 outlines their scheme very well. So that's the first one. Major things happening. You know, WEF has become very... They've been around for some years. But, you know, COVID really pushed them further, give them a boost. And this year, they've been much more stronger. And they're really, really influencing things. A lot of decisions are major decisions influencing the world. And in the years ahead, it's emanating from the WEF. The second, we have a stirring up of the spirit of Antichrist. Yes, I believe this one is very true. We all see the new lawlessness and rebellion in every aspect of society. Its current overdrive has sparked, you know, a lot of issues in the world. Lots of cases in the world. The news, we are seeing, you know, clearly the spirit of Antichrist is rising up. And We are seeing it everywhere, in government, in schools, you know. Not here in the West, yes, that's the key thing. But as I keep saying, it's just a matter of time before a lot of these things now come from the UN directly. And that's where now to become more difficult for African leaders to resist some of these things. And then number three, government knows best, trust it. Oh, yes. And that's the mantra that the West world has been saying for the 3 years now since COVID came. Government knows best, trust the government. Can we trust governments? Interesting times. Trust the government for their policies on health. Trust the government for their policies. Whatever they decide for you is the best. You know, trust them. And that's what's... world governments, that's what they stand for now. We know what is good for you. You can do it best. You leave everything. Don't worry. But eventually you realize that no, the decisions they are deciding for you, whatever they are deciding for you, eventually is having after effects than the so-called best. But it's all in preparation towards the one world government. Yes, trusting the government system. Then the rise of the green dragon, the worship of Mother Earth. You know, so you've been hearing a lot of the climate change, the global warming now, the Earth being a god, Mother Earth. You know, people are a whole lot. It's more of like a religion for some people now. Recently, when they went to Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt, some went into the, they had creating their own, the Ten Commandments, a new one. And the earth being the focus of it. It's as if the earth has become a god. And, you know, it's all part of the agenda as well. I've spoken about it in some time back on this issue. It's more of lunacy that's happening. But strangely, that's how it is. Then the race towards the digital currency. So central bank digital currency, CBDC. Why are we surprised when our authorities tell us cash is going away? A cashless system plays a prominent biblical end time role. More than 100 nations are exploring CBDCs, according to the IMF. The Biden administration is pushing this. It's being portrayed as the answer to many of the world's problems. We could see it more expand more in 2023. And our own Bank of Ghana is also exploring it. And the CBDC, Central Bank Digital System, eventually, when it rolls out, that's the real cashless society. And they call it the good thing. The main good reason why they are pushing it is it's about control and power. With that one, you can control everything about you because everything is connected to it. So when the government says sleep at 6 o'clock and you say you not sleep at 6 o'clock, somebody sits behind the computer and just deactivates your record or ID or whatever, and then you are cut off the system. You cannot buy, you cannot sell, you cannot do anything because everything is connected. Your ID, your phone, your SIM, your driving license, your health insurance, everything. So when you are just unpublished in the database or whatever, you are suspended in the database, whatever, you are taken off the grid. You cannot buy, you cannot sell. And you can track every transaction you make. So if you are making donations to church, to some spiritual Christian things, it can be tracked, it can be known. Eventually, that's the ultimate goal. And we are really speeding fast towards that aspect of it. Then six, we have the decline of America, the rise of radical liberalism, and the lack of a world leader. America falling by its standard as we know it in terms of the world police position and all, obviously is playing into the one world agenda, because the Antichrist system, the one world system, cannot be effective if there is going to be a rival powerful force like an American government, a leader like America in the system. America will have to go down for the one world government to be successful. So the decline of America under Biden with his policies, the failure of Afghanistan, the withdrawal, and then this year, all the chaos in America in terms of their governance and they losing the voice, respect. I mean, when he went to Saudi now doesn't respect them. They don't fear them as they used to or revere them. Now, Biden goes to Saudi, cold reception, and Chinese president goes to Saudi, and it's like, wow, the difference is clear. So America is really, really not the superpower as they should have been, but it's all playing towards the one world agenda. Then the next is Christians are cancelled and Jews under attack. Christian persecution has really stepped up this year. I mean, anti-Semitism has really been a big issue this year. High levels of records of anti-Semitism and Christian persecution. Just because you're a Christian, banks are closing some Christian accounts in the U.S., Christian conservative groups are suspended on social media and all those this and that persecution. It's really on the ascendancy. Then eight, the rise of strong delusion and global deception. That one is interesting because that's what I was saying earlier in terms of, it's as if the world has been hypnotized. Things that are so openly bad, sin and all, now people don't see anything wrong with it. It's been embraced. And you, the one who points a finger that there's something wrong with it, you are rather called names, homophobic, trans this, and whatever names that you put on you. And it's like in preparation for the big one to come, the world is just going down in terms of being able to resist and say no to things. Anything being thrown at us, the liberals throw at us, is like, oh, there's nothing wrong, accept it. Accept it, accept it, accept it. So something is obviously wrong. Everybody says it's correct. And you, the one who says it's wrong, you are rather the one who is persecuted. And that's exactly how the global system is going to work, where everybody says, worship this man. He is the true king of the world, the one, the president of the world, the leader of the world. He has brought peace to the world. Everybody is saying good things about him, and you alone, you say, no, this man, no, he's not, he cannot be the savior of the world. Well, you are persecuted for it. That's how the world is being prepared unconsciously. That's exactly what is happening. the world is being primed for the Antichrist kingdom. That's, see, it looks so harmless the way things are going, but if you really observe things carefully, that's where we are headed. All right, then number 9, apostasy in the church. Oh, that one you need a whole day to talk about it. Extreme things. Just this evening, whilst I was sitting in the studio, going through the news, I saw one church in the U.S. The pastor says they are going to start growing weed so that weed smokers will come to the church. Come on. You know, you a whole lot is happening. You just had this also part of the church. Had this also part of the body of Christ. I mean, wolves in sheep clothing all over. A whole lot is happening. And, well, we're warned. Deception. Jesus warned about it. The apostasy will come. So that's what we are seeing. And then the 10, staggering rise of paranormal and occult, which is sorcery in the Bible. You see, and this is really increasing. Witchcraft is increasing. You know, here in Ghana, now we don't even talk of witches again. You know, you don't hear of them. But interestingly, in the West, it's really a big deal. It's increasing. The youth are getting into it seriously. And they are using the entertainment industry and the celebrities to make it attractive. So the New Age movements, where you are a god, you don't need the Trinity. As we know, the Christian God concept is being now seen as old school. So it's not surprising that you see statistics that shows that a lot of the youth in the Western world now don't want to identify as even having any religion, because that's part of the New Age concepts, where it's like, well, you can be yourself. I mean, so you don't need any religion. It's all sorts of deceptive ways. At the end of the day, the devil only cares about you ending up in hell. So whether you believe in a religion or not, so far as you end up in hell. So he's using every means and strategy to deceive various people. So, okay, those who don't believe in religion, okay, let me create your non-belief religion for you too. Okay, we don't believe various things. That's what the devil is working at. And that's the times we find ourselves. This is just a summary of major things happening in the news, in the world. Clearly, we should be more interested in the fact that the times are not the same. The times are not the same. I have a few messages here. One says that those acts, these kind of movies, have a tendency of becoming one. And in fact, most were in it one way or the other. Okay, regarding to the news I mentioned earlier. Then this one, you must say, is in the age of madness, sanity is a pandemic. In the age of madness, sanity is a pandemic. Hey, you know, and I believe, as believers, this is the time we find ourselves in, that we should really be interested in seeking the face of God. Let me finish off with Psalm 121. I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord, which made heaven and the earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. And then I jump to verse 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That's forevermore. 2023 is part of forevermore. So the same God who has kept us this year and has brought us this far is the same God we will look up to, who will keep us in the last 2 weeks of the year and into the new year. And I believe we should have a different mindset, because clearly this year, as I said, is just a foreshadow of next year. I mean, that's the obvious fact that we'll see that. It's just, the world is just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. So we should have that mindset that is what the world is going to be like. But we can live in a different reality. We don't have to subscribe to the standard and the reality of the world. we should push and ensure that we live in our own reality. You know, let me just give a scenario. Like, when our economy is in such a bad situation, things are so expensive, difficult, people can't afford, people can't complain and everything. Do you think the U.S. ambassador and the embassy staff in Ghana feel it like the ordinary Ghanaian feels it? No, because they live in a different reality. They are in Ghana, but their standard of living is not really dictated by the standard of our system, because they live in a different reality. Oh, yes. And that is how Christians should live in these times that we are in and ahead of us. We should ensure that we live in a different reality, that God is the one who dictates whatever happens, and He is the one who provides and we look up to and all. So it doesn't matter what the system will hold. It doesn't matter how the economy will be like. It doesn't matter how the world system will fall and all that will happen. So far as we have a different reality, we live and work in that system. And that is the mindset that we should have as we enter a new year. We end this one. And, you know, ending a year is important because the power and the force and the zeal that you are using to end the year influences how you are going to start the new year. So it's, you don't wait till 31st December before, okay, this year I'm going to do this, I'm going to pray more, I'm going to... That whole mindset of your spiritual growth and everything should start before the year ends, and then it continues into the new year. And that's why it's important to start making up your mind regarding these things I talked about. I believe you've been blessed this year. We've had lots of time to talk about things, and I believe God will help us, yes, to see the new year and then help us, take us through, because a lot of things, warnings is given, are going to really, really, really start unfolding seriously in the months ahead. And I believe He Himself would guide us and see us through it, and as we keep living for Him. And So this is the last edition, as I said, and let's end here with this beautiful song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. All right, good night, Merry Christmas, and God bless you. Drug habit.